May I have the name and agency number for the record, sir?
It's Breland Thompson, 269-219.
Okay, sir. You approved with Arizona Board of Executive Chemistry for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations that are listed on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes.
And on there, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room. We assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir.
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, can you see us okay, sir?
It's distorted, but I can see you.
Okay. There are three board members participating in your hearing, and they are to my right, which would be to your left. This is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. On the other side of me would be the Honorable Mr. David Neal. My name is C.Q. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead, sir. We also have in the room another gentleman who you hopefully you can see, and that is the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Thompson and Mr. Turner, they both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth to help you guard as you so affirm.
Yes.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Thompson, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them. Please tell me whether it is true or false, sir. The first one reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6420 South Park Avenue in Tucson, Arizona, on or about September 28, 2017, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, unless you was in a stranger from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to provide a urine specimen at task for a testing on September 28, 2017. Sir, is that one true or false?
There's a gray area. I'm going to go with false.
Okay. If you just hold on one moment, then we're going to take testimony on allegation number 2, since you said that it is false, and that information will be provided to us by Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, representing them. So, Mr. Turner, would you give us some testimony on allegation number 2?
Allegation number 2. On 9/27/2017, the offender was verbally directed to provide his urine sample at task by CCS Don Barrett per task testing history. Dated 9/29/2017, the offender failed to submit his urine sample at task on 9/28/2017.
Thank you so very much, sir. And Mr. Thompson, why did you say that one was false, sir?
Because, like they said, it was before 3. 3 was the time allotted. The process of me getting ready to leave the place without them knowing began about 10. The lady who runs the place around 11, while I was leaving, didn't like that I didn't leave earlier. So
let me ask this, sir, just for time management. But you did not, regardless of what the reason, you did not drop on that day. Am I correct, sir?
Yes, but it wasn't because of me.
Okay, now, listen, just be quiet for a moment.
Okay.
When we go into phase 2, you can explain that to the board. But right now, we're just trying to see if the allegation is true. The allegation is that you did not drop on that day, and but you will be able to tell us why once we get into phase 2, sir.
Okay,
sir? Okay. Therefore, I'm going to move this on to phase 2 by offering a motion, and then my motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2, no, based upon the admission of Mr. Thompson as it relates to allegation number 1, as it relates to allegation number 2, based upon testimony coming from the Department of Correction and discussion with Mr. Thompson, I'm going to move to find that he violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Next, sir, we're going to prepare to go into phase 2 of your hearing, but we're going to ask that you remain quiet. We're going to begin phase 2 receiving some background information on you, and then once we get that, then we're going to come back, speak with you, and then you can explain whatever you need to explain to the board, sir. So if you remain quiet, we're going to get received some background information. Mr. Turner, sir.
Yes, Thompson was released from ADC custody on 12/14/2016 and arrested on 8/13/2018 by EOAPD on misdemeanor charges of false reporting, refusing to give his true name, and shoplifting. Returned back to ADC custody on 8/13/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11/27/2018 with 319 abscond days. Current conviction, 2008, armed robbery, 7 years, 6 months. There is no prior convictions. This is his first term on ADC, in ADC with a CUIR score of 3.3, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score. There is no substance abuse score. It was never rated. There's no STP information, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is significant with disorderly conduct and false reporting noted. However, on 8/25/18, after his return to custody, he was found guilty and an informal resolution was conducted for disobeying a verbal written order. Other arrests, there were other arrests, but the charges were dismissed. He has a GV score of G2, V4, status of current charges per EOIPD, misdemeanor charges of false reporting and shoplifting is being pursued.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner. Okay, now we're back to you, Mr. Thompson. Based on the information that we have, that when you were released, you were to reside with your grandmother, Ms. Laura Mims, down in Casa Grande. How long did you reside with her, sir?
I guess all the way up until August of 17. I don't know the exact date that he sent me to the BSS program or the program before that and then BSS in Tucson.
Okay. And so there were the only two places where you resided was with your grandmother as well as BSS program, Behavior System Southwest. Those were the only places that you resided, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. Now, did you do take note, I believe, that you did have some employment. What kind of work were you doing when you were out, sir?
Before I went to the BSS program, I worked for a moving company, Parker and Bros. And then while I was at BSS, I obtained a job at, I think, Arizona Party Rental, if I remember correctly.
Okay, well, we're glad that you were able to find employment. That's something that we always hope that would happen whenever you are out. As it relates to the UAs, I think that in March 27, 2017, it was negative. Then in July 2017, positive for cocaine, negative in August of 2017, and later in August, positive for marijuana. So that's your relapse. So what happened, sir, with these drugs, sir, the use of drugs, sir?
With the use of the cocaine, that was positive. I explained to the TO the difficult time during that month in which I had lost a dear friend many years ago, relapsed. But the marijuana, which leads to the further of the task, which is towards the end where ultimately I fell and absconded, that marijuana one was not right. I ended up going to task, and it came out that I was negative, and that was the result. They had did an in-house one for that marijuana one, and it came back that I was negative for it. I asked for the task. I went there, and it came back. No, it was positive. I meant for the in-house and BSS. I went to task, and it came back negative. Then they rescheduled me to do a task again, which leads up to the day that I end up leaving, the 3 o'clock one. Well, I don't know if we're there yet, or should I wait for another question?
Go ahead and tell us what you want to talk
about.
Okay.
And then, so I was supposed to be there by 3. As I began to leave at 11, the lady who runs the place got into, an argument, because she was like, why didn't I leave earlier that morning? And I told her, I said, I waited for breakfast and all of that to be served before I left. At that point, she then proceeded to tell me that life isn't ran on my schedule, and she called Don, which was my parole supervisor. I told her, well, if I had to be there before 3, I thought that was the main goal, is that I just go do it. Then she said the whole time that I was there, it seemed like I was moving at my pace, whether or not I was getting things accomplished. It just, she preferred it at an earlier time, which I wasn't notified of. I was just told before 3. That led to her telling me that my time there had ended and that I was more than likely going to prison. So I told her, well, I'm going to go see my mom, and the rest is all what happened.
So when you went to see your mom, that's when you ascended to her.
That's when I left. And then I ended up speaking to Don a couple hours later, like, hey, listen, one of these days I'm going to turn myself in. I'm going to go see my mom. What was going on there was unjust. It doesn't make sense that I be penalized because of the time that she want me when she never told me. I was just told to get there before 3.
Okay. But then when you were suspended for some 319 days. Why didn't you come back after you had gone to visit your mother that you went to visit? So why didn't you?
Yes.
Why did you stay out that long, sir?
Well, to be frank and honest, I had found a small job working with a moving company, and self-surrender, I guess, was bad thinking, I guess, bad judgment. I mean, I'm 28, I guess I had about 90 days left. I just didn't see it as a necessity to go turn myself in. I mean, I should have. I told them I would, but who knows, time went on, the job, everything seemed to be going okay outside of the fact that I was on the run. I wasn't getting in any more trouble until the latest when EOPD called me.
What were you doing when
the
department found you, sir? What was going on there?
When that happened, that was so silly on my behalf. It was like 4:00 in the morning, and I took 2 beers, which I threw one away, and the other one I just held, and the lady called the police, which is what she should have done. And as far as the shoplifting, that's absolutely what happened. The failure to, I guess, say my real name and all of that, I guess that more so was about, I mean, how do you tell somebody your real name, knowing that previous I had armed robbery, 4:00 in the morning, 2 black males, been accused of shoplifting, which really doesn't have that much a part of it, but I wasn't going to give them my real name. And
so you just took the beer. I mean, you admit that you did take the 2 cans of beer.
Yeah, I told them that. I told. So that was all forthright. I was just pretty honest about that.
Who was with you? You don't have to tell a name, but who was that with you? A friend? A relative?
It was a friend for many years, and he had no knowledge of it. It was just something I did 4:00 in the morning. It was Sunday. We worked all earlier that day. I was, you know, buzzing, and I guess it's just saying that I offered to pay for it. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. But
then in either one, you can buy beer on Sunday morning, sir?
No, not at all. It was wrong.
Okay, sir. At this time, let me see if other board members might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I don't see any questions from other board members. We're coming towards the end of your hearing. This is your hearing, but we're going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make its decision. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I guess just God bless and have a good day.
Okay, sir. We're going to ask that you stay on the phone, so please don't hang up so that you can hear everything that we say, because we do operate under the open meeting laws in the state of Arizona. And once we complete this discussion, the board will vote whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision, sir. So at this time, the board is in discussion. I find that Mr. Thompson is a very interesting young person. As he said, he's 28. He'll be 29 next week, the week after next week, I think. At the end of next week, he'll be having a birthday. And this was an unfortunate situation that seemed to have been some miscommunication between he and some of the officials. And one of the things that one has to realize when they're on supervision, they're still the same as being an inmate. And but unfortunately, this just did not work out for him. And he, after some discussion, he just decided to, my words now, to walk away and to go visit his relative. And then he just suspended for 319 days, which is almost, not quite, but almost a year. And I just cannot overlook that, and since he's going to be getting out in a little later this year, at any rate, I think it'll be best for him just to put a plan together, so when he gets out, he'll be ready to hit the road and be successful. And that's my feeling, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. Okay, I'm going to move to find that Mr. Thompson did violate the terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways in as much as he did have the beer, which he admits himself that he should not have taken. And he also absconded for some 319 days, and his parole officer did not know where he was during that period of time. Therefore, with that being said, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Yes, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. Are you going to be out, if I'm reading this correct, in just a real short period of time? I believe sometime in November, my papers were stuck together here, but on November the 27th, you will be out. You won't have, unless something that we don't know about, you will not have to report to a parole officer. You're going to be on your own. So I'm going to ask it, that you try to put together a plan. So when you get out this time, you will not end up returning to the Department of Corrections, and so that you can be a success. Because I know you can be a success, Mr. Thompson, and just listening to you and looking at you today, you can do it. But you're going to have to make up your own mind. So we wish you the best, good luck, and this will end your hearing. And if you would just lay the phone down and put the CO3 back on the phone, we would certainly appreciate it, sir.
Okay.
The hearing is over.
God bless you, and take care.
You too. Thank you, sir.